Thank you for joining us on A Journey of Faith, brought to you by Only Jesus For Me Ministries. It is our hope that through this spiritual journey of 10 sessions, you will be equipped to engage with some of life's toughest questions. While this session certainly has value in and of itself, we want to invite you to consider this session in context with the other 9 sessions in A Journey of Faith. We feel this will make your journey to discovery more complete. At OJM, we teach on the premise that truth discovered is truth retained. We also invite you to download the ebooks that correspond with these audiobooks and dive deeper into each subject on this journey. We also hope you will watch and listen to the e-sessions carefully and engage with the discussion questions that are suggested at the end of every session. By the way, we want you to feel free to express your own ideas that emerge as you listen, watch, and study with us. We welcome you to A Journey of Faith. Session 6, God's Will, Revealed and Concealed. The Abiding Principles for this Session. Jeremiah 10:23. I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our own course. Psalm 37:23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Introduction to Session 6, God's Will, Revealed and Concealed. There's a difference between the revealed will of God and the concealed will of God. God has revealed His will in general terms to all who are willing to obey. For instance, 2 Peter 3:9 explains something very important about God's revealed will. God does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. So, from this verse and many other portions of Scripture, it would be reasonable to conclude that God's will for every person is that he or she would come to a place of repentance in his or her life, receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. For those who are saved, we know it's God's will that each person be baptized and make a public declaration of his or her faith. In general, God has revealed his will on many other subjects, such as faithful church attendance, consistent worship, holy living, faithful generosity, and so on. We can be clear that God would desire each and every person to follow these steps in his or her life. Thus, we consider these things to be the revealed or general will of God. While we may have issues with obeying the revealed will of God, we seldom have issues with knowing what God expects of us in these areas. As a pastor, I found out long ago that I seldom need to point out a person's sin in our private conversations. The Holy Spirit reveals sin in his or her life. Please don't misunderstand. I preach the Bible as faithfully as I know how, and when the Bible deals with sin, I don't gloss over it in my sermons. But I can't tell you how many times someone has shared with me that they've done something that was sin before God, and it wasn't through some powerful sermon about their specific sin that they were convicted. They knew they had done wrong simply because they were convicted by the Holy Spirit. I'm just pointing out that God has made his revealed will very clear. Knowing God's revealed will is not so much our difficulty. It is doing God's revealed will. So, in this session, our study will focus more on finding the concealed will of God, or God's specific will for your life. Do you remember Proverbs 3:5-6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. If you look at these verses carefully, there's an important truth taught. As you're willing to obey the revealed will of God, you'll discover the concealed will of God. In other words, the path to being in the center of God's will is that of learning all you can about God's revealed will, seeking to faithfully put those things into practice in your life, and then trusting God to allow you to uncover His concealed will or specific will for your life. I really believe that God has saved you on purpose for a purpose. Discerning God's will for your life and living therein will bring you joy, fulfillment, and the peace of knowing that you are wise. Think of this as an acrostic, walking in step with eternity. There are so many decisions in life, many of them very important. The Bible has much to say about how to make good and wise decisions. God truly cares about the paths that we choose, and we can avoid a lot of heartache if we're willing to learn how to pray and seek the will of God in all our daily decisions. When my children were very young, their mother and I decided to surprise them on Christmas Day with a swing set in the backyard. We bought a fine, big set. At least it looked really big, all assembled in the store. Picking it up at the warehouse, I was surprised that it was in a rather small box. Well, I found out why when I opened the box. The swing set was in 1,000 pieces. If you've ever put one together, you'll know I'm telling the truth. Of course, the instruction manual painstakingly listed numerous steps to put all those pieces together. I read a few pages and thought to myself, I don't need all these directions. I can handle it. After all, it couldn't be that hard. Famous last words. I'd go out at night after the children were in bed and put that swing together using the corner floodlights behind the house. It was freezing cold, but I was so happy that I could put that swing set together for my 2 little children. Just the thought of those 2 lighting up on Christmas morning was all the warmth I needed to keep going. I spent the better part of a week working to assemble all those pieces. I was so proud of myself. It was looking pretty good from what I could tell. Who needs directions? I thought, rather smugly. When I was finished, there were still quite a few parts left in the box. I puzzled over those pieces. Some idiot must have put extra parts in this box. You just can't find any good help anymore. When my wife came out to check on me and saw all those extra parts, she insisted that I call the 800 number on the instruction manual for assistance, just to be sure that I hadn't missed installing a critical part somewhere. After all, the kids needed to be safe. Well, I'm sure I did everything right, but if it'll make you feel better. To make a long story shorter, and to my utter amazement, she was right. I was the idiot who had left out a few critical parts. I had to take the swing set completely apart and reassemble it. This time, with her reading the directions and making sure that I was following the assembly manual step by step. The project turned out fine, and the kids were extremely happy on Christmas morning. An especially neat part of it all was that we'd somehow kept the kids from seeing the swing out in the yard. That must have taken a lot of doing on their mother's part. I certainly learned something from that experience. Follow the directions. Even more so, I think there was a spiritual lesson in all of that. God can guide us through every experience of life. God has already been there, and He has the assembly manual to direct our steps. We just need to pray and seek to follow God's will for our lives. It's my prayer that this important session will help you begin to discern God's will in your day-to-day decisions, as well as put you on the pathway to discovering the very purpose for which you were born. We're reading today from the Bible text, Psalm 139, 1-7, 16-18, and 23-24. O Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Before continuing, please take a few minutes to read 1 Kings 13, 1 through 24 from your Bible before you study this session. You may find the story riveting. I know that I have. It's a story of extremes, but I invite you to look beneath the storyline and think about some helpful principles taught that may assist us in uncovering the concealed and unique will of God for our lives. Now, to discuss the Bible lesson. Just to be clear, let me summarize the story in 1 Kings 13. A good and noble prophet is sent by God to Bethel to deliver a twofold message to a wicked king. King Jeroboam was leading God's people into idolatry and sin. First of all, the prophet was to present an edict against these sins, protesting and warning. Secondly, by his actions, the prophet was to issue an indictment against these sins, separating himself from what God despised. This meant that the good prophet was not to eat or drink in Bethel, but he was to deliver a stern warning from God, and then he was to return home. God made this very clear in his instructions. God spoke directly to the prophet, and the prophet went to Bethel and performed his duty commendably. He left quickly and started out to go home, just as God had said. On his way home, the prophet was confused by an old apostate prophet. All God's true prophets had left Bethel. Read 2 Chronicles 11, 13 through 16. This elderly man lied to the good prophet, telling him that God reversed his earlier instructions. Whether he was energized by evil or just meddling, we're not told. Even so, the good prophet listened to the apostate prophet and followed the elderly man's temptation away from God's will for his life. As a result, the good prophet was tragically killed. This is a story of extremes to make clear several points and teach us some valuable lessons about discerning the concealed will of God in our lives. In the story, we see an example of how a believer obedient to the revealed will of God in his life was entrusted with specific directions, or allowed by God to discern and follow the concealed will of God for his life. He did well for a while, but then he was tempted away from God's will with heartbreaking consequences. In this session, we'll work our way through the lessons we can learn from 1 Kings 13. It is very important to remember that our discussion of these lessons should be interpreted in light of discerning the concealed will of God rather than the revealed will of God. Please be certain that you've listened carefully to the introductory remarks provided for this session that explains our approach to this critical subject. Roman numeral 1. God's leading in your life will be clear. Capital A. God leads within the framework or structure of God's providential surroundings in your life. God leads you in the area of your responsibility and influence. God also leads through godly leadership in your life and by the input of the people God has put in your pathway. Capital B. God leads individually. God has a specific purpose and plan for your life. There are several reasons to believe this. God's Word teaches this. Psalm 23, 3. God renews my strength. God guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Ephesians 2, 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. God's Word gives us many examples of God's leading in a person's life. For example, consider the narrative of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1, 5, and 7b. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. You must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. The personality of God suggests that he has a specific will in mind for every believer. 1 Corinthians 14:40. But be sure that everything is done properly and in order. Capital C. God leads in harmony with your gifts, experience, and calling. Everything in your life is for a purpose. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. God builds upon the foundation of past experiences while leading us onward to accomplish God's will. I grew up traveling in a missionary evangelist home. From an early age, I knew God wanted me to preach, but I was afraid God might want me to be like my dad and mom, traveling and preaching from church to church, or worse yet, living in a foreign country far from home. Fearing what God might ask of me, I was unwilling to trust God with the unknowns and surrender to God's leading. In conversing with many others, I found that I was not alone with these fears. Many people are afraid that God will ask them to do something they don't know how to do or do something they don't want to do. You know something? I have found that God prepares us and trains us for the very things that God has in mind for us to accomplish. God doesn't just arbitrarily pick us up and thrust us into something. God is at work, even before we're willing to acknowledge God, to prepare us and train us for God's perfect will. I finally surrendered to God, putting aside my fears and deciding that God truly knows what is best for me. I've been amazed in my Christian walk since 1986 to see how the things I've experienced and the training I've received have all been part of God's preparation for what I'm doing even now. Trust God's providence. God knows best. Capital D. God leads in perfect peace. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Pray and seek God's will before making any decisions. Pay attention to a strong caution in your heart. This caution could be from the Holy Spirit. Philippians 4:6a and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I've found the language and guidance of Ruth Haley Barton to be helpful in prayerful discernment of God's will for my life. I had the privilege of hearing her speak and can highly recommend her book on God's will and spiritual discernment called Pursuing God's Will Together. She speaks of a prayer of indifference, or becoming indifferent through prayer to the situation at hand. By indifferent, she doesn't mean uncaring, but rather she means that we take our hands off the situation and completely trust God to guide us. She then encourages us to pay close attention to the way we feel led by the Spirit of God about the clear choices at hand. What brings desolation and what brings consolation? In her words, the Quakers encourage folks to place each path near the heart and see which one brings consolation or desolation. This takes a great deal of maturity because matters of consolation and desolation are about more than surface emotion. We're talking about the inner dynamics that move us toward God and those that move us away from God and the life of faith. This is from Ruth Haley Barton's Can You Hear God Now? Your Most Important Leadership Role. Equally important is seeking wise and godly counsel from spiritual leadership. A strong caution from a wise counselor could also be an indication that God is not leading. Proverbs 15:22. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. We are members in a community of believers. Decisions should not be made in isolation, but rather they should be discussed with godly people for input and spiritual direction. If God is leading, God can also give peace to the spiritual leaders who counsel you. A caution in your heart could be fear rather than the Holy Spirit's guidance. Fear is often an enemy of those who seek to follow God's will. You can discern whether the caution is from God or it is simply fear that's keeping you from being obedient to God. Surrender your will to God in prayer. If in prayer you have peace about a decision, but outside of prayer there is no peace, that lack of peace may be fear. Talk this over with a spiritual counselor. Romans 8:13-14. For if you live by its, the sinful nature's, dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Look to the Word of God for direction and encouragement. Again, talk over your understanding of God's Word with a spiritual counselor before making a decision. Psalm 27:11. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Capital E. God leads in spiritual light rather than in spiritual darkness. Isaiah 50:10-11. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys His servant? If you are walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. But watch out, you who live in your own light and warm yourselves by your own fires. This is the reward you will receive from me. You will soon fall down in great torment. Spiritual darkness often comes in times of deep discouragement, heartache, exhaustion, or disappointment in people. On the other hand, it may occur just after a great spiritual victory. I want to remind you of the story of the good prophet in 1 Kings 13. He was misled just after a wonderful experience of God's blessings. He made a hasty decision when his emotions were frayed, and it cost him dearly. When spiritual darkness occurs, you should wait on the Lord to renew your strength before making important life-altering decisions. Don't get hasty and make big mistakes. Psalm 27:14. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Or as the Message says, stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again, stay with God. Roman numeral 2. God's leading is always in harmony with Scripture. Capital A. God will never lead you to do something that is contrary to the revealed principle of God's Word. Colossians 3:16-17. Let the message about Christ, in all its richness, fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. Sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. God will never ask you to do something wrong in order to accomplish something that seems worthwhile. Again, that is why it's so important to seek godly counsel from the community of faith. Find out if what you want to do lines up with the revealed will of God in the Bible. Capital B. Warning. Satan delights in bringing doubt into your mind about clear biblical principles. The good prophet should have relied on the Word of God he knew to be true. Genesis 3:1. The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat the fruit from any of the trees in the garden?" Capital C. The Bible issues strong warnings to those who would try to change the principles of Scripture to fit their own agenda. Galatians 1:6-7. I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to Himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. Roman numeral 3. God's leading may run contrary to earthly advice or wisdom. Romans 11:33-34. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge! How impossible it is for us to understand His decisions and His ways! For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give Him advice? Capital A. Following the will of God requires faith. We see this demonstrated in the good prophet's willingness to accept God's assignment by faith. Hebrews 11:6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Capital B. Faith means that we trust God for the things that we cannot figure out by human reasoning. When the apostate prophet reasoned with the good prophet, he used reasonable arguments, at least from a human standpoint. However, if the good prophet would have considered the source of his advice, he would not have been tripped up by the elderly man's lies. He should have continued following God by faith. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Roman numeral 4. When you're following God's will for your life, you can be assured that God will provide your needs. Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Capital A. God has promised to provide the power of the Holy Spirit for effective service. This will be discussed in detail in Session 9. Capital B. God will provide safety for those in God's will. This safety may not be in a physical sense, but it is always in a spiritual sense. Romans 12:1-2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. If you are in the will of God, you can be assured that God's plan for your life will be completed. 2 Samuel 22:31. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to Him for protection. Roman numeral 5. God leads in a definite progression. Capital A. It has been often said, never doubt in darkness what God has shown you in the light. Don't allow Satan to cloud your mind with doubts. Capital B. God's plan is progressive, meaning that God will reveal His concealed will one step at a time on a forward pathway. Don't go back and try to live in the past. Isaiah 30:21. Your own ears will hear Him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Capital C. Chapters of life will come to a close as God moves you onward in the progression of God's will. Philippians 3:13-14. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Roman numeral 6. As you follow God's specific will for your life, you need to be aware that testing and temptation may come into your life. Capital A. After you experience God moving in your life in a powerful way, there will often be a trial of your faith right around the corner. James 1:3-4. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Jeremiah 10:23-24. I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our own course. So correct me, Lord, but please be gentle. Do not correct me in anger, for I would die. Capital B. Through prayer, God can give you the grace to be able to pass these tests of faith. 1 Peter 4:19. So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for He will never fail you. Capital C. Satan is seeking to trip up those who are trying to live for God and do God's will. The text doesn't expressly say so, but it seems that the elderly apostate prophet was being influenced by evil to try to thwart the plans of God. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. In conclusion, at the end of his life, the Apostle Paul gave this stirring testimony of his life, lived in the will of God. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Paul reminds us that there's a reward for all those who will remain faithful to God's will. Like Paul, it is urgent for us to seek the perfect will of God for our lives and stay faithful to Christ. The hymn, I Surrender All, was written in 1896 by Judson W. Van Deventer. It stirs our hearts to seek God's will. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Here are some discussion questions for you to consider. 1. Please explain the difference between the revealed will of God and the concealed will of God. 2. What does it mean when the author says, God has saved you on purpose for a purpose? What is your purpose for living? 3. Discuss the difference between cautions in your heart placed there by the Holy Spirit, contrasted with fears in your heart that may be keeping you from being obedient to God. Explain how a person can discern between the two. 4. Who are the spiritual counselors in your life? To whom would you turn for help in making decisions? 5. What is the greatest hindrance to discovering and doing the will of God in your life? Explain. Please answer these discussion questions in complete sentences on our website. When you submit your answers to OJM, you'll get a copy of Larry's and Diane's answers in return via email. You may wish to keep a copy of your answers to compare yours with theirs as you continue discovering truth. If you're not sure how to answer each question, go ahead and take a stab at it. Once you start writing, you may surprise yourself. There are no right or wrong answers. We want to hear your thoughts. In addition, remember to write out the abiding principles on the website. If you complete these simple assignments, you will earn an upgraded certificate.
If you have enjoyed this session of A Journey of Faith, please remember that you may download this session as an ebook for no additional charge. Our ebooks offer bonus content, including acknowledgments, photos, and information about the author and contributing editor. We also would like to invite you to consider our Getting Fit program. The FIT in Getting Fit stands for our Facilitator in Training program that allows you to share what you have been discovering with others. It is truly fun, and we think you will find it rewarding. Find out more on our website at onlyjesusforme.com. Again, that is only Jesus, then the number 4, onlyjesusforme.com. Thank you for listening, and please know that our prayers are with you as you continue your journey of faith.